From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Youngsters benefit from summer camp in the Kingston Western Police Division. Stay with us to hear more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Long-standing partners, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, and the Community Safety and Security Branch, CSSB, of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, recently hosted a camp for at-risk youngsters in the Kingston Western Division. The two-week camp was held at the United Pentecostal Church site in Monique, Sudan, in August.
We sponsored the camp, but also we aided in terms of our human resources. So personnel like myself came to the camp and, you know, we gave motivational talks and we spoke to persons about the importance of changing the path that they are on. We had a gender specialist go in and speak to the individuals about the need to, you know, be more respectful to females. So we would give a lot of counseling and so on. We would say that it was a very successful camp. You know, we saw where, you know, persons became even more cooperative, much more helpful than they were, you know, in the early parts of the camp. Persons were able to get along better with each other. Persons started to communicate better. You know, just the way they spoke to each other, you could see a change there.
CSJP Community Case Management Officer Kevin Williams. The residential camp was held in partnership with several stakeholders, including the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, and targeted youngsters 13 to 19 years old. The youngsters were exposed to skills training, behavior modification techniques, fun and games, and other transformative activities.
We take all of the campers out of their current environment and immerse them into a totally different environment where, you know, there are fewer distractions and so on. Also, we have a parenting seminar, and for that day, we take the parents down to see the handiwork of their children, and we bring on board the National Parenting Commission, and they have a session with them.
Deputy Superintendent of Police Jacqueline Henry. Tariq Bryce is a camp participant.
Well, it was fun, nice, and it teach me a lot of things. Discipline, punctuality, and how to be on time. It makes me a better person. And I know few other students that was really, really bad, and they are doing good right now. And I see the big changes at the camp with them. I was the group leader for the boys and the group leader for my groups, and everybody respect me and love me.
Tariq says he was taught about dispute resolution using non-violent methods.
I learned how to walk away from conflicts. I was a person who didn't know how to do that. But now, I've quite learned it and learned how to deal with certain situations. I am taking time to find the meaning of life. What I used to wish for wasn't what I really wanted. I'm looking at TXT, a lot of stuff. So I don't have no time again to be like wasting and calling class and calling school and all these stuff. I have to be attending class, attending school, because I want to come really, really good in TXT. My future dream is to turn a soldier. I want to go with a lot of subjects.
CSJP JCF Summer Camp participant Tariq Bryce. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.